I am not going to allow Durham's view in the mind of the world to be a bunch of lacrosse players from Duke raping a black girl in Durham.
Nifong as prosecutor seemed to be functioning as if his goal in the case was to violate as many different ethical procedures as he possibly could in one case. So, you know, he ordered the police to run this rigged photo lineup that contained only photos of lacrosse players, so anyone Mangum picked could be charged. He conspired with the former head of a DNA lab to ensure that the lab head would not fully report his DNA results which were exonerating of the players. He lied in open court to a judge for which he eventually was held in criminal contempt and was sent to county jail for one day. He issued a barrage of inflammatory public statements which violated ethical rules for prosecutors. So Nifong's behavior was extraordinarily bad.